Absolutely love that song. Got the banjo, got the oscillators. So, okay, now I've turned myself down. I want more juice. Okay, sorry, we've just got... Next time, note to self, look at the levels before I go on air. And, yeah, here. Maybe also put the mic in front of my face. Okay, hey, everybody. You're back with Wave Station. Jeez, I keep getting the red. I hope it's not clipping. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure you're not so interested in my foibles over here with my sound. That song, Ruby. Silver Apples is the band, and that's a two-piece, and that was put out in 1969. They're from New York. The album is Contact. That's what it's called, Contact. It kind of blew my mind. I didn't expect it to be from 1969, and I didn't expect it to be sort of a an early days experimental electronic outfit, you know. So hey, that's what I like about this volunteer gig, is learning all these things. And I'm sure I'm speaking right now to somebody out there who's like, oh yeah, I know about this album, I know about this band. And you know, that's cool, that's great. I'm putting these songs together. This show is called Wave Station. It's a labor of love, and it's putting it out there. It's a kind of like my community service, you know, except for that I'm not held to it by any, nobody's like forcing me to do this. All right. Song before that, Just Like a Summer Cloud by Casey and Clayton. They're from Saskatchewan, and they put that one out on The Siren Song in 2017. And then the first song in the whole set was Blue Buckaroo by Tonk from Vancouver. Songs to Glorify the Peasant and His Tractor was the release that was put out in the year of 2020. They're playing Music Fest this Sunday at the Wise Hall. It's all ages, if you're interested. Okay, let's go to the next set now. Let's do this.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of CanadaLand, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Back with Wave Station. Hey there. Okay, I think I've got my sound issue sorted out. I hope you're listening in a comfortable place. I hope you're feeling great. It's Saturday night. There's lots to do if you want to. Otherwise, you can just do nothing and listen to this show. Because, yeah, it's your choice. Okay, what did we just hear? Set started with "But I'll Be Around," song by Apollo Ghosts. If you don't know this band and you haven't seen them live, I would recommend that you do see them live and check them out. I saw them last night as part of the Music Waste Festival. And wow, I was just like, let me just say, I was impressed. And it was a very joyful experience, I would say. There was a really good feeling and a really good vibe in that room. It was at Antisocial Skate Shop. Yeah, so that was a great time. I played their song, "But I'll Be Around," and I played the electric version. And I'll say, do yourself a favor and listen to the other version. It's like a lush, there's a more female vocals on it, and it's beautiful. So that comes off of Pink Tiger, put out in March of this year. And after that, we heard Morbid Obsession, a song that I'm obsessed by. It just makes me feel good. I don't know. I like the chord progression in it. And that's by Woolworm, and they're from here, Vancouver. And came off of Deserve to Die, which was put out in 2017. And then that last song we heard was called Hazardous Conditions. And let me warn you that it is an earworm. I I had to deal with it all week in the morning at work, and I almost rebelled against the song, but the song has actually won out. It won me over, earworm and all, and I was bopping to it just now. That's by a band called What? W-U-T. They're from Vancouver, and the album is called Now, put out in 2020. Oh, and they played Music Waste as well at an all-ages show. But I mean, that already happened, so I guess unless you can hop in your time machine, it's of limited value information. Okay, let's get into the next little bit here.
Mystery band in a New York way, rock and roll, but not like the rest. And to me, America at its best. How in the world were they making that sound? Velvet Underground, a spooky tone on a Fender bass, played less notes and left more space. Stayed kind of still, looked kind of shy, kind of far away, kind of dignified. How in the world were they making that sound? Velvet Underground. The cheapest types, sounds as stark as black and white stripes, bold and brash, sharp and rude, like the heat's turned off and you're low on food. How in the world are they making that sound? Velvet Underground, like this. Tuck and Sally inside, she's cooking for the down five. Sideways. I said I could hit sideways. She does it just like sister.
sounds of the cheapest kind, like guitar sale $29.99. Bold and brash, stock and steel, like the heat's turned off and you can't pay the bill. How in the world are they making that sound? Velvet on the ground, both guitars got the buzz tone on, drummer standing up. And rude.
for a ride.
Tablets, smartphones, even the smallest devices can have a huge environmental impact. The harmful materials used to make electronic devices can leak into our waterways and pollute the air we breathe. Throwing old technology in the trash could mean game over for the planet. When your old electronics die, don't just throw them away. Donate them for reuse or recycling. At Free Geek Vancouver, electronics are recycled as locally and as sustainably as possible. Free Geek provides job skills, training, internet access, and free or low-cost computers to the public. Donate your electronics to Free Geek to prevent e-waste from doing extra damage and help your old technology find its new home. To learn more about how you can level up your sustainability game, visit freegeekvancouver.org. That's freegeekvancouver.org.
Yeah, you should do that. And also there's those depots where you can bring your recycling, like gather up your old batteries. I'm sure most of you guys know this, but I did it recently for the first time. I kind of had been collecting a bunch of stuff, and then one day I was like, this is the day. I'm going down to the depot today, and I'm going to recycle my batteries and recycle my paint cans. You know, it was very satisfying. And it smells great. Okay, you're back with Wave Station. We're almost getting to the top of the hour, but I've got a big chunky set for you, and I don't want to break it up, and so it is my duty to inform you that you are listening to 90.1 FM on your radio dial, and that's or maybe you're listening to cjsf.ca on your web browser. You can go there and hit the button Listen Live at any time. Check in and see what the programmers are up to. The show's called Wave Station. I am honored to have this opportunity to put together 2 hours of music. Try to go live as often as possible, but 2 hours of music is a feat. You know, it's about 30 songs. And I have to try to find links and relevance, and I've got to make it sound good. So it is something I quite enjoy, and you know what, if you're interested in this kind of thing, you should let us know at the station, because we're always open to new volunteers. And you know, there's also a lot of other stuff that goes into making radio. So for example, researching the metadata, or putting listening to different music that comes in, the new music, and writing reviews for our for our music department. So if you're interested in that kind of thing and you want to do some volunteering, just get in touch with the folks at CJSF. Just go to the website. I don't actually have any... I wasn't prepared for this hook. I'm just speaking off the cuff, actually. So yeah, go to the website, cjsf.ca. All right, so broadcasting tonight, I should say, from the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. And it is National Indigenous History Month this month, and also Pride. So let's be part of our community. Let's share with each other. Let's learn about each other and celebrate life, because it's certainly possible to fall into a pit of despair. I mean, look at what's going on in the world and what we've all been going through, you know. So let's celebrate life. Let's enjoy music, you know. Let's be part of a community. That's my plug for that. And I guess, you know, maybe I should just get into my next set here, hey? Okay? So, yeah, let's do this. It's a big, chunky, long set, and we can talk later.